Live from the Biscuit Barn, an ice cream eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. Tiger head coach Will Barnes is out of town this week, but Tiger coaches Wayne McGowan and Jeff Riley are with us here at the Biscuit Barn this morning. And Wayne, good to get that number two seed this year. We thought we had it last year and it kind of got away from us, but good to get it and get a home playoff game this year.
Yeah, it sure is to be the, you know, to know exactly that you are the number two seed. With the craziness last year that came down with the tiebreaker situation, and we ended up the third seed. But yeah, it's going to be really good to be able to play that opening round game in the playoffs at home.
Yeah, Jeff, we did not want to go back to that RPI again because it kind of cost us some last year. But thankfully, the playoffs are kind of cut and dry now after last night's results.
Yeah, it is good not to have to sit and worry and try to figure out and fret and know that you're half a point, a hundredth of a point away and trying to decide what game's worth what and figure it all out. So it's definitely to know. It's good to know than to be stuck and wait until the last week to try to figure out who you're going to play and if you're at home or not.
Yeah, last year just a percentage point kept us from getting to play at home, and we had to go down to Murray and, of course, lost that game to the Murray Tigers after having won down there during the regular season.
Yeah, that is. That's a tough trip. Murray's, I don't know, they're a good football team. And anytime you play a good football team the second time around, I always felt like in a close game, the team that come up short's got a little bit of a mindset advantage. You know, they can always just look and say, hey, guys, if we played this play different or one thing different, we was a different ball game. And, you know, in a playoff setting, they kind of ramped it up a little bit and were able to knock us off. So hopefully this year we can redeem ourselves a little bit and get somebody else here and have a good showing in a couple weeks at Tiger Stadium.
Yeah, not only do we know that we have a home game in the playoffs, we know that McLean County is going to be the team coming here to play us. Wayne, it's been a while since we've seen the McLean County Cougars.
It has been, and I'm not sure when the last time we played those guys. But, you know, kind of looking at records or whatever and their RPI, and they were highly ranked in RPI-wise. And You know, you just never know, you know, if you hadn't seen a team in you know, a number of years, you just don't know what to expect from them. So we, when that time comes, we'll have to get ourselves prepared and get ready to go.
Yeah, I actually looked this up last night. So we last played McLean County in the 2000 season. So it's been a while.
Oh, gracious, 2000. Yeah, that's been a minute, I guess,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah. Before my time here.
Yeah, yeah, so that's before Jeff Riley time.
Yeah.
We last met in the playoffs in 1996. In the 2000 meeting, that was during the regular season, Caldwell County won that one 33-6. In the last playoff meeting, Caldwell County won 34-6. The all-time series goes to Caldwell 5-2, but McLean County does own a couple of wins, and one of those was a playoff victory, I think, in 93 or 94. But, you know, that's going back a ways.
Yeah, it absolutely is. That's been a long time. You know, there is a little history there, but not a whole lot. But, you know, McLean County, I remember we used to scrimmage McLean County when I was in high school. And, you know, it was always a tough bunch of guys to go against over there. You know, you'd go over there and tangle up with those guys. And so, I expect a tough matchup out of them.
The last thing I remember about our last trip to McLean County is that a receiver was uncovered up there, and I think Joe Dan Talley was quarterback, and I think David Wertman was receiver that was uncovered, and I think that ended up being an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, I do remember that. You say that, and I do remember that.
I hope they don't cover any receivers next time.
Maybe they'll leave us all uncovered, but yeah, I do recall that, Todd, that you mentioned that.
Caldwell County getting the number two seed after Mayfield wrapped up the number one seed last night. The Cardinals beating Murray 42-10. And, Wayne, we thought Mayfield would get that game, but we thought they would get it last year, too, and it didn't work out. So, you know, we were kind of keeping up with that score last night, and when we saw the halftime score was 28-3 Mayfield, kind of felt pretty good about it at that point.
Right, and, you know, you're in a situation where you're kind of waiting and depending on another team to – kind of, you know, set out what you're going to be able to do playoff wise. And but, you know, Murray was down last night. They had some kids out, and, you know, Mayfield's, seems to keep rolling and playing well.
Mayfield again winning that one 42-10. Fort Campbell got into the playoffs last night by beating Ballard Memorial 38-6. Over in the second district, a couple of key games last night that helped finish up the playoff slate. Todd County Central upset Hancock County 16-14. That ball game came down just about the final play. Hancock County scored late to get within two, got an onside kick, had a fourth and 25 pass that was ruled out of bounds as the game ended. And so Todd County wins it, and Todd County, with the victory, earns a trip to Mayfield in the first round of the playoffs. So, Wayne, you're danged if you do and danged if you don't in that situation. You want to get in the playoffs, but I don't think anybody's looking forward to that trip to Mayfield in the first round.
I agree, Todd. Sounds like it was a lot of fireworks in that in that game, and that's exactly what you want to see on a Friday night. Two good teams going out playing each other, and kids enjoying it, having fun, and then that's why you play the games. You just never know what's going to happen on the field.
Hancock County dropped its last two district games and wound up being knocked out of the playoffs because of that. Owensboro Catholic defeated McLean County 40-6 last night. That was actually for the district championship over there. McLean could have won the district with a win, but Owensboro Catholic gets the number one seed. There ends up being a tie between Butler County and McLean County for 2 and 3. Butler County owned the head-to-head there, so Butler gets the 2 seed and will host Murray in the first round of the playoffs. McLean County falls to the number 3 seed, and they get to come to Tiger Stadium in a couple of weeks. And, Jeff, you have those playoff tickets printed up already?
Not just yet, but a couple key strokes, and they'll be GoFan will be up and ready to go. So
it's been a while, it seems like, since we've hosted a playoff game. I didn't really look that up last night, but seems like we've been stuck in that going to Murray rut ever since they kind of changed the playoff format on us. And thankfully, they've changed it back a little bit this year, so we're going to see a team from the second district in the playoffs.
Yeah, and I myself personally, I like this format. It's just so tough to play an in-district rival. Like I said, well, sometimes we beat Murray the first time and they get us the second time, and that's kind of been the thing that we've dealt with in the last few years, of having to turn right back around in a couple, 3 weeks and play a team that you've beat. And it's so tough to beat anyone twice in a season. And matter of fact, in less than 3 weeks, you have to turn around and play them. So it's really, really tough. But this format, it allows us to play another team from a district, our next door neighbor district, I guess. And, I like that format a lot better.
Looking at the Class 2A first region pairings, it is Todd County Central at Mayfield in the first round, Murray at Butler County, McLean County is coming to Caldwell, and then Fort Campbell goes to Owensboro Catholic. The McLean-Caldwell winner will go to Catholic in the second round. If Catholic takes care of Fort Campbell like we expect, Owensboro Catholic, the number one seed from the other district. And Jeff, if nothing else, if you can get past McLean County, we're at least familiar with that trip to Owensboro Catholic.
Yeah, we've been to Owensboro a couple times, it seems like, this year. So, yeah, we should. And, you're talking about, Fort Campbell and Todd and those guys, that's better than sitting at home in the first round of the playoffs, I think. You get a tough trip, and you got to go play a good football team, but you still get to play football. And if you love to play football, then, if you're a senior, that one more game is a big deal for you. And I don't know. I know sometimes we talk about how it gets kind of monotonous when you got the 1 versus 4, but you're still getting to play football, and I think that's a good thing. But, yeah, man, going to Owensboro will be something we've done, and our kids have experienced a little bit. We've kind of, got on the field with Catholic a little bit. We kind of said after the Catholic scrimmage that, our goal was to get back to them. So now we've kind of done a decent job of setting ourselves up in a position to do that. So, obviously, we got to take care of McLean County first, and they're a good football team. We've won, 7-8 football games this year. So they're going to come in here expecting to win, probably looking for a rematch with Catholic too. So the fun thing is you got to go earn it, and if you earn it, you get to play it again the next week. So,
well, it is a lot of fun to be sitting here talking about the playoffs, and after an 0-5 start to the season, we didn't exactly know which way the season would go from there, but you guys have won 3 out of the last 4 now, and it's fun to think about Trigg County coming to town next week and then McLean County the week after that.
Yeah, you've said it on here multiple times about how we kind of every week we kind of play a team that's got a little bit of a rivalry and there's a little bit of a history, and, I guess for us, there's no other team better for that than to end the season than Trigg County, and there is a rivalry there, and it's a game that – both communities care about a lot, and it's fun to get ready and prepare for that, and it's fun for the atmosphere, and it's fun to come in, when you have a good rivalry and play the game, and expect a good hard fought back and forth game, and you know, it's fun to get your kids ready, and you hope that they come and respond to that. And so those, that is fun. That's part of the fun of competing in any sport. But you know, in football, you get the Friday Night Lights atmosphere. It just, it seems, I don't know, I think it's pretty special. So hopefully we'll have a good week of practice and come out and have a good showing, and you know, we'll see what Trigg County's got on Friday.
Yeah, Wayne, it's just kind of interesting how the whole outlook of the team changes just from a couple of weeks ago.
It is. And you know, the thing about this team is we've faced a lot of adversity with 0-5 start, and that's normally doesn't happen around here. But you know, that's a part of football, and that's a part of sports and anything else in general. But the kids continue to show up. They continue to work hard, and the result of that is, you know, we've won 3 ball games, and sitting here right now, it's the 3 most important ball games.
Yeah.
You know, because you know, you always want to set yourself up for playoff, you know, wins or games or whatever. And I know we've been able to do that. And with Trigg County coming in, and you know, Coach Riley's already talked about the rivalry, and yeah, absolutely. You know, the biggest game on Friday is probably be here in Princeton. I feel like with the rivalry that we have with those guys, and look forward to, you know, getting on the field with them.
Just kind of feels like the last 3 or 4 weeks, though, that the team has kind of figured out what everybody's role is, and it just seems like everything's kind of starting to gel, where early in the season it just seemed like, you know, maybe everybody hadn't figured everything out yet.
Yeah, well, you know, it seemed like we were searching early part of the season on, you know, everybody's role. Things are starting to gel a little bit, and we're starting to do the little things better, which in turn, you know, allows you to do the big things. So, yeah, and it's a good time to do that. It's a good time to do the end of the season. You know, playoffs are coming. You got a big rivalry game coming up. So it's a great time to start playing well.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Tiger coaches Wayne McGowan and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. We need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more from the Biscuit Barn right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
KFC Princeton, offering their amazing fried chicken and all the fix-its. You can dine in or call your order for pickup inside or use their convenient drive-thru. Your local KFC is located on the Marion Road in Princeton. Whether you enjoy a quick lunch or take dinner home, or maybe take something to a friend in need, they're always ready to help. They're also looking for team members at KFC. Ask about becoming a member of their team. KFC on the Marion Road, where they appreciate your support and they are Princeton strong.
As a community-owned enterprise, the Princeton Electric Plant Board provides services to the people in the Princeton area. One of the services they provide is to make sure the lights are on over our fields and courts for our Caldwell County Tigers. From everyone at the Princeton Electric Plant Board, good luck to all the Caldwell County Tigers and hopes for a safe season. And a big electric roar to their Tigers, Preston Burrell and Lily Hoare.
Life is filled with moments. Moments we share with those we love, worry about, and strive to protect the most. At Woodman Life, we provide life insurance and retirement products to help protect you and your family so that you can enjoy all the moments to come.
This is Josh Ray, your local Woodman Life agent. Come see us at 1009 West Main Street or give us a call at 365-6111.
Certain eligibility and age restrictions apply. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society, Omaha, Nebraska.
With Planters Bank, you're served up points with every swipe of your Planters check card with You Choose Rewards. You'll earn points on every credit transaction you make with your Planters Bank Visa check card. Visit PlantersBankOnline.com to learn more. You Choose Rewards on the Planters Visa check card. Reason number 15, that Planters is the bank where you can expect great things. Member FDIC.
Leanne with Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress. This month, we want to honor those who fought breast cancer, like our own Mama Hayes, and those like her who fought and continue to fight breast cancer. A percentage of our sales now through the 26th will be donated to the Pink Ribbon Network in Hopkinsville. Herb Hayes Furniture and Mattress, where you always get the best selection, the best furniture, and the best price on the boulevard in Hopkinsville.
Herb Hayes Furniture. Furniture, always 30 the seconds. Best.
At The Edge Media Group, we're looking for a highly creative person to become our next marketing specialist on our sales team. Our mission is to help local small businesses grow. We use our radio stations as well as all of our digital marketing products to create promotions that provide tremendous results for our clients. The position offers excellent earnings opportunity in a progressive, fast-paced environment. If this sounds interesting to you, email your resume to me, Amy Berry, at aberry@oldies1480.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Caldwell County Tigers host Trigg County next week at Tiger Stadium. In a couple of weeks, McLean County will come in for the first round of the Class 2A playoffs. Welcome back to Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery, our home for Saturday Morning Quarterback throughout the 2022 season. Caldwell County coaches Wayne McGowan and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. And, guys, you were off this week. What did you guys kind of work on during the off week, and have you kind of looked ahead to Trigg County yet?
You know, the off weeks, typically what we'll do is practice a couple, three times a week. Fundamentally, we try to get back to the drawing board fundamentally and slow things down a little bit and, you know, work on those little things. And we did a good job of that this week. I thought the attitudes were really, really good this week, and the guys showed up, and you know, the energy was good, and it's always good to get a little rest, you know, this point in the season, and you know, we were able to do that as well.
But you had guys have a lot of guys going both ways this year. Do you find the guys are a little beat up, and that this was a good time to have an off week?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think any time that, you know, we've got the number, you can just kind of just take a deep breath and relax. You know, it kind of stinks because you feel like you lose a little momentum after the big Murray win, but you know, you come in and have a good week, and the guys get to kind of, you know, just take a breath and kind of look at each other and kind of figure out what they're going to do, and it's not the urgency of trying to get things in, and you do get to go back and talk about fundamentals and footwork and, you know, getting the little things kind of shored back up, because you know, now after this, it's, you know, you got one game, and then you get to play two games, and then you don't know how long it's going to last. You can try to make it last as long as you can. So I like the timing of our, I guess the only thing would be better if it was during fall break, but I know Coach Barnes has tried to make that happen multiple times, but no, I like it late in the season, so you can kind of reassess, and guys that are a little bit banged up and sore and have sore shoulders and hips and all that other stuff get a chance to kind of just relax for a week and, you know, not get too physical and not go through the intensity of a game, and, you know, just kind of come out and work on some stuff. And, you know, you get a little bit of a preview of Trigg. It, you know, we didn't spend the whole week just on Trigg stuff. So, you know, we'll kind of get back into that, you know, probably tomorrow on the films and jump into it Monday, just like we never had an off week.
Yeah. I don't mean to keep going back to when we were 0-5, but you go back to that loss at Union County, and that kind of had to be the low point of the season. How did everybody get re-energized and get refocused, and you know, because since that time you're 3-1 and the one loss is Mayfield?
Yeah, I just think that the kids, I just believe that they knew that they could play better, and it was just the thing of going out and proving it to themselves that they could play better and get that confidence, and I believe that's shown up now. And you know, you just have to keep plugging. I know that's cliche stuff, but you just can't stop and say, well, that's it. We're 0-5. Let's turn it in. And I'm proud of these young men who have stuck it out and continue to work and want to get better. You know, anytime you want to get better, you will get better. And these guys have done that.
Well, and even the Murray game, you guys get down 14-0, and yeah, looks like it's going to be tough to stop Murray. And, you know, we talked during the game that Murray is really good at what Murray does, but you guys were able to kind of get back in that one and then basically control most of the second half.
Yeah, could have absolutely turned it in after 14-0 start against those guys. And, you know, they run that slow, methodic offense, and they're going to eat that clock up, and you know, then they're going to hit you for 6, 8, 10, 12 yards every time if you're not disciplined enough to get to where you need to be to stop that option game. And but you know, hey, kids kept plugging.
Yeah.
Kids kept plugging, and you know, we found ourselves at the end of the game with a win. Yeah.
Looking ahead to next week, again, Trigg County is coming to Tiger Stadium for the regular season finale. It's the 139 Bowl, the 10th edition of the 139 Bowl, and Wayne, you guys have had some pretty good success in that 139 bowl. You've won all 9 meetings so far.
Yeah, we've been very fortunate in doing that, and there's been some great games within that 9-10 year span there, and so you know that was brought about. I think Coach Barnes and Coach Kobe Lewis came about and did that. You know, I guess 9 years ago, 10 years ago, and this has been, you know, I guess it kind of heightens the rivalry a little bit. You actually play for something. So other than bragging rights and all that, but yeah, you know, it's pretty good little bowl game. I guess you should call it a bowl game. I guess that's what we do call it. So
got a trophy and everything.
Got a trophy and everything. So how about that?
About to rename the trophy the Earl Hammond's trophy. He's pretty protective of it. So.
Well, mention that it's the 10th 139 bowl. Triggs' last win in the series was actually the year before the bowl game was started. And actually, there's still 5 minutes left in that game. I'm not sure, Jeff, when are we going to finish that game?
Yeah, I know.
Hopefully the last few years have put that one to bed. I don't know. At that night, we sure would have liked to have that 5 extra minutes, though, just to kind of see how it went. But
yeah.
I think everything turned out pretty good that year. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe that's the catalyst. We'll take it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, Wayne, what do you know about Trigg County this season? Have you guys got to see them a little bit when you were scouting maybe some previous opponents?
Right, we have. And there's no secret to that. But, yeah, very much improved. And you could just see it coming over the last couple, 3 years. They were playing young guys. And, you know, now they're, you know, more experienced and, you know, have good athletes over there. And they've, you know, other than a couple hiccups in their district, you know, they've played really well this year.
Trigg County lost last night at Union County 42-7. But, guys, it's difficult to feel too much sympathy for Trigg last night with that loss at Union County because, you know, we've kind of been there too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been on the end of a few of those this year. And but, you know, there again, you know, Union's pretty stout. And, you know, pretty much running that district over there. And it was evident last night with that score that Union's the king of that district right now.
Do you remember a better Union County team? I've been trying to think back. I don't remember a better one. I mean, maybe way in the past they had one, but
yeah,
the last 20 or 30 years, yeah, this is the best Union County team I remember them putting on the field.
Yeah, they put together, you know, last couple of years, they put together some pretty good runs. And there again, that's another team who, you know, just grown those kids from freshmen, sophomores, yeah, now they're seniors, junior seniors, and a ton of experience and athletic kids. And, yeah, so they have a good thing going over there right now.
Trigg County lost its quarterback a week or so ago, Jacob Weiss. He's the all-time leading passer at Trigg County. Did not have him last night at Union County. I don't believe they'll have him next week at the game at Caldwell County, and they're hoping to get him back for the postseason. How much does that change the way Trigg County plays, and how much does it affect the way you guys get ready for the Wildcats next week?
Well, I think, you know, when you lose a caliber of that, a kid, that caliber of player, especially at quarterback, it does change what you do. We haven't seen them without him, so we would have to kind of see what they did last night. We'll get that Union County film from them probably sometime today, and, you know, we'll just have to kind of look in and see what they're doing. I think we kind of probably need to be prepared for either way. You know, I don't know what the extent of the injury is or, you know, but I think you always got to be prepared for, you know, a rivalry game and the kid have a, you know, quick recovery and be out. I think you kind of have to look at both and see what they did last week and who they played and how they played them. And, you know, it does change things a little bit for you. But I think you got to be prepared for both. And, you know, before, I know they were throwing the ball around a lot. I mean, they were, you know, kind of a pass. What we saw on film from, you know, previous game, they do like to throw the ball and they like the screen game. They've got a pretty good little running back. And so, you know, I think you go prepare for what you know that they're going to do, and then you kind of throw the wrinkle in last night of what they tried to do in the first few, you know, you probably take the first half of that game and kind of say that, hey, this is probably what they're trying to do offensively without their starting quarterback, and then you just go play football.
Union County has, I think, Glasgow in the first round of the playoffs. That seems like it's a pretty stiff draw. Glasgow, I think, beat the number one seed in its district last night pretty handily, so that's going to be a tough draw for Union County. A couple of other games last night, Paducah-Tillman finished off Webster County 49-7. Crittenden County beat Russellville 43-8. And, Wayne, we saw the Rockets earlier this season, and those guys are having a great year and will be the number one seed in their class.
Yeah, they're you know, taking care of business in their district as well. And, you know, they'll probably make a pretty good run at it again, yeah. I would think. Well, I think it's going to set up pretty well for them on the bracket. And, you know, they'll be able to go through and get some wins early, I'm sure, and end up a pretty good season.
Going back to the Trigg County game a little bit, and, you know, we mentioned earlier that every game seems like it's a rivalry on the schedule, but I thought for the longest time that one of the best rivalries in West Kentucky that never got any publicity was Caldwell and Trigg, not just in football, but it seems like basketball, soccer, baseball. I mean, nobody thinks about Caldwell-Trigg, but, you know, some of the most heated games I've seen over the last 20 or 30 years have been Caldwell County and Trigg County.
It is fun. It's intense. I mean, I will be honest with you. In 2003, when I got here, I wasn't surprised, but I was a little bit, you know, I thought being from Crittenden County that, you know, Crittenden County Caldwell was this big rivalry. And, you know, everybody I talked to was like, yeah, that's a pretty good rivalry, but yeah, we really want to beat Trigg.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've kind of learned that that's kind of, that's, you know, there's just so many ties in the community and so many people here have family over there and vice versa. And there's so much connection. I think, you know, there's just that kind of good. It's good old fashioned. And at times it's gotten probably a little overheated, but it's good and it's intense. You can expect a physical football game. You can expect a physical basketball game. You can expect the soccer kids to be physical. You can expect the, you know, I don't know if they played this in volleyball yet, but if they do, it'll be intense too. I mean, it's just one of those things. And when you know somebody and you're going to be around them, you want to be able to be the one that say, yeah, we got you this time. And, you know, I know it's that way in baseball. I think probably the baseball has been the most intense for the last couple of years because they've always, you know, been close, 2-3-run games most of the time. And, you know, it's fun. It's fun. And it's fun for the kids. And as long as you handle it the right way with a little bit of class and you understand competition is what it is. And, you know, those things are what make sports fun. I mean, you know, that's – you know, I think Kentucky fans are going to be fired up to get Tennessee because Tennessee's now in a little bit of a roll, and a bunch of Kentucky fans will relish being the spoiler there. And, you know, maybe Friday night we get to be – I don't know if we would be the spoiler or not because we've kind of had the upper hand a little bit, but they've had a bunch of wins this season and, you know, kind of come over here and top their season off with trying to end the streak a little bit, and it's kind of going to be our job to kind of stop that. So it'll be a fun week, and I don't think we'll have a lot of trouble getting the kids' attention this week playing Trigg County.
Wayne, when you were playing, what were the big games on the football schedule?
Yeah, absolutely. That was probably number one. And then playing Coach Riley in Crittenden County, you had to be right in there. And, you know, I always enjoyed playing both of those counties. You know, with Trigg County, he spoke of family. I have family in Trigg County and played against family, coached against the family and whatever. And just playing Crittenden County, we – you know, just right down the road here, and that was always a big one.
I know why you enjoyed playing Crittenden County. You scored about 3 or 4 touchdowns every time I was on the field with you.
So, you know, it's just those border wars, I guess, you know, and but, you know, I will say this. I did, unlike the kids today, they know each other, you know, really well, and the social media stuff connects them. And back then we knew of the guys we kind of played against, but it wasn't like we were calling them and go hang out with them, anything like that. So it wasn't that kind of situation back then. It's a little different now with these guys. And, you know, we just look for just good, healthy competition. And that's what that game will be Friday night between us and Trigg.
Yeah, there have been some really good matchups in the series. Just go back a few years ago, and what was the final score over there? 56-54, something like that.
Yeah.
That was the Eric Hollowell game.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you know, and that was a up pace, fast. You know, a lot of scoring going on, and De'Eric did have one heck of a football game that night after being, you know, that kid. Well, he was sick all week.
Yeah, we didn't
and
even
I
know he was going
to
play.
I think he showed up Thursday's pregame practice. First time we'd seen him all week. Wasn't at school, you know, and didn't feel well, and but you know, had a great performance.
What did he run for that night? About 239, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It was Pretty good game.
About one, just enough, right? Yeah. Just enough yards. Hey, funny thing about him was I don't know, we were in the weight room maybe the next week or so, and he's like, Coach, he's like, I didn't feel good all week, but there ain't no way my senior year I'm losing to Crittenden or Trigg. And he, if you remember, he had a great game at Crittenden County that night too. So
he definitely wore
the blue and gold, carried that banner pretty good for us that year. Heck of a football player.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. The Tigers off last night, but they did wrap up the number 2 seed for the playoffs thanks to Mayfield's win over Murray. So Caldwell County will finish the regular season with Trigg County coming to town next week, and then McLean County comes to town the next week in the first round of the playoffs. Need to get to a timeout here on the show, but back with more Saturday Morning Quarterback after this here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? Okay, let's be honest. You just want to get into some kind of shape? Then now's the time to get to Trilogy Performance Sports and take advantage of their $100 monthly family plan. This offer allows every member of the family living in the house to use the facilities at Trilogy as well as join the classes. What a deal! Don't wait. Get in shape. This offer is only for the month of September. So start exercising now and run to Trilogy Performance Sports to sign up. For more information, go to TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
December 10th impacted our community in a way that we will never forget. Much was lost that night, some of which can never be replaced. In the days since, we have witnessed something that can never be taken away. The pride of our community, the resiliency of our people, and their resolve to rebuild. The road to recovery has begun, and Farmers Bank wants to do our part to help those impacted by the storm. Let us walk you through the process with our Rebuild Construction Loan Special. Call us or apply online to get started. This is Jeff McDaniels, Farmers Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Cadiz. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
The weatherman says it's time to get out of the house. Goodwin Insurance wants you to know they can insure all your toys. Boats, jet skis, ATVs, golf carts, well, you get the point. Goodwin Insurance is dedicated to finding you the best policy with the best service at an affordable price. Insure your toys with Goodwin so all you have to worry about is the fun. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Academics, athletics, and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on Saturday Morning Quarterback. Wayne McGowan and Jeff Riley with us on the show this morning. And the Tigers getting a home playoff game this season. Mayfield beat Murray last night, so Mayfield gets the number 1 seed in the district. Caldwell takes the number 2 seed. Murray will be 3, so Caldwell County will get to play at home in the first round of the playoffs against McLean County. And Wayne, I was looking last night. Our last playoff win was back in 2018. That was a 37-20 victory over Edmondson County that night, but you go back to 2018, that means that this year's seniors have never won a playoff game. Yeah. So I know that's kind of something they're, you know, really fighting for.
Yeah, and that'd be awesome for these guys to get a playoff win and kind of, you know, get that under their belts. And I guess going back to 2018, that puts us in 3A. I believe. That was our last year in 3A, I do believe.
Yeah, Edmondson was, yeah.
Yeah. So that's you know, a little bit different scenario as well. And but, yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. That'd mean, you know, if these guys can get a win, a playoff win, that means we're moving on.
Well, I think also it shows how difficult the district has been, because when you're playing inside the district, you're looking at Murray just about every year in that first playoff game. And, you know, the playoff victory seemingly came so easily there for so many years that it's kind of tough to continue that kind of success. But, you know, every year it seemed like we were looking to maybe make a run to the state finals instead of just, you know, trying to get that first playoff win.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like in that 3A group, it kind of just kind of handed out. And then when they realigned and we got moved back to 2A, and then you play the intra-district stuff is – you know, if you're in a weak district, I guess that's good for you. But we weren't. We're not. You know, Mayfield's every year's in the conversation of being one of the best teams in West Kentucky and possibly one of the best teams in the state. And, you know, Murray had a pretty good run of talent right there too. And, you know, we battled those guys. We had a couple really close ball games with Mayfield during that stretch. And, you know, I think some of those kids got a little overshadowed by that competition. They didn't have the success, the postseason success that the other kids had. But we had some talented kids and were good football players. And, you know, we had some kids that, you know, the COVID year was in there, and then they battled through some things. And, you know, you're one play away from beating Mayfield that year. And, you know, if you talk to Tate right now, he still swears he wasn't down, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And it just kind of, you know, it kind of puts a little bit of a damper when you're used to advancing. But you also kind of, I think you have to look and see, hey, you know, we play good football teams. And, you know, Mayfield and Murray really battled. I mean, probably in, I don't know the history. I know they have a long history and a big rivalry too, but probably in the history of that school, I don't know how many times, you know, Murray beat Mayfield back-to-back times like they did in the playoffs the year before and then last year. And you're just looking at, you know, it's relative to who you're playing and what kind of competition you have and, you know, how you stack up a little bit. And, you know, I think it's good for us. I hope these kids will realize that the opportunity in front of them is a big opportunity. And, you know, Coach Barnes said it, you know, coming into the district play, he kind of laid it out for him. He's like, look, this is what we can do. And this is how we can kind of finish the season. And then if you can get hot in the playoffs, and, you know, you might go up there and, you know, get hot and sneak up on an Owensboro Catholic that, you know, kind of overlooks you because you didn't have a good start of the year, and you can, you know, make some noise. And, you know, we're kind of on the doorstep of that. We still have to take care of business Friday night, but, you know, the kids have kind of bought into that. And, you know, I think that's kind of a run that we've made here a little bit. So,
Wayne, how big is that Trigg County game now for momentum going into the playoffs?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. You know, kind of put together some wins here, and be great to get that win, obviously, for more than one reason, and kind of slingshot you into that first round of the playoffs. And you're confident, and you know, if we're playing well, that's good too. And so it's absolutely a huge one.
Well, we know that Trigg County, as we mentioned, probably not going to have their starting quarterback, but I don't think Trigg County is going to come over here thinking they don't have their starting quarterback. They're going to come over here thinking, here's our chance to beat Kiowa County.
Yeah, and, you know, rightfully so, they should. You know, they've played well this year and have a good team, and I'm sure they're going to look forward to coming over here and playing us well.
Talking about the alignment and the way things go in the playoffs, of course, playoffs changing this year. We're going to go back to playing the second district teams in the first two rounds. But the difference is when you get to that third round, Jeff, I believe we go back to the RPI at that
point.
This
is the first year, yeah. This is the first year the regional, what was the region? I don't know if it's not truly a regional now, but the regional championship week will be seated on the west side. So the top four teams left from each of those districts, or whoever, how you want to look at it, the four teams coming out of the bracket play will be seeded by RPI. So, you know, I don't know when they stop taking the RPI, probably at the end of this week. And then I don't think your playoffs affect your RPI. So, you know, barring something crazy, Mayfield, everybody, you know, this side of the state, you'll have to go to Mayfield and get a win. But, you know, your goal is, you know, kind of like it's Todd County's goal. Your goal is to get there, and you got to try to, you know, you got to do what's necessary to get there. So, It'll be an interesting, you know, one thing about the RPI, it's not perfect, and there's some holes that people don't like. But if you've paid attention to the state football finals, that's kind of how they've done the semi-state and state final round is, you know, well, not the state final, but the semi-state round, they've RPI'd it. And you've had some really good state football finals the last 2 years, two or three years that they've done it. And, you know, you didn't have the, sometimes at state, you might end up with a running clock, and I don't know that they've had one. And, you know, there's been some classic battles that, and for state championship games, and that's good. That's good for high school football in Kentucky, is when, you know, the showcase events are good games and people are excited and want to go watch that. And hopefully that'll trickle down a little bit and make some of these, you know, it adds for a little travel for some teams, but it also, hopefully it adds for some quality football games in the later rounds.
It feels to me like most people are okay with the RPI. It's just that most people think that maybe it needs some tweaking.
Yeah, the biggest complaint I've heard, two things, is sometimes the class weights aren't fair, because, like, you know, if a good smaller class team plays maybe an up and coming upper class team, it benefits them more, and it doesn't. There's no incentive for a larger school to play a smaller school, especially if they think they might lose. So I think that lessens some competition to people trying to play the RPI. And then the out-of-state competition is the same. It doesn't matter if you play a powerhouse or you play a small up-and-coming school like that. So those things, I think, can be tweaked with it. But other than that, it's kind of pretty, you know, on the football side, I don't pay enough attention to the others to know. But on the football side, and then later on, just produce some pretty good football games. So.
Yeah, McLean County, the team that we will play in the playoffs, is a pretty good example of making the most of the RPI, because if you go back and look at their early season schedule, they played Breckenridge County, Ohio County, Grayson County. I think all those are 5A. They played Muhlenberg County, which is a 6A school. Now, they still had to beat those teams, but those are teams that typically aren't among the elite in those classes. So, you know, beating the three 5A schools and the one 6A school had McLean County ranked number two in the state in the RPI. So that has them setting pretty if the RPI were needed.
Yeah, if someone, I mean, really for them, if something crazy happens in the playoffs and you play and, you know, somebody knocks off Mayfield and they were happen to be there at the end, that would benefit them tremendously. Mm-hmm. But one thing I kind of like about this, you still have to prove it on the field in the early rounds and go make it happen. And I think anytime you can play it out on the field is a good thing. And so, you know, I kind of like it, and I like what the results have been with the upper level. So we'll kind of see how this regional thing turns out. But, you know, hopefully it'll still produce some good football, and hopefully we'll be part of that.
Yeah. Now, granted, for McLean County, a lot of those schools are relatively nearby for them, so it's not like they made a four-hour trip to go play a 5A school that they thought maybe they could handle, but it just kind of worked out that way for them.
I think most local high school teams are going to play – you know, they're going to play the local schools. They're going to play their rivals. They're going to play. I think maybe when you get into filling a game or two and you have something, you may try to schedule, you know, to help your RPI. But, you know, for us, it doesn't matter. We're going to play Crittenden County. We're going to play Trigg County. You know, Will's committed to that. And he's, you know, we've even gotten into where we're playing, you know, Madisonville and Hoptown and Christian County. We're playing border schools. So that's good. And it's good for Gates, and it's good for interest. And, you know, we talk about having a little bit of history with all your teams. I think that's good for the program. And, you know, if you can stick a Graves County or somebody like that in there somewhere that we've played in the past, and, you know, get that new experience every couple of years, that's a pretty good schedule. So
McLean County will bring a 7-2 record. Actually, well, they've got one more game left. They're 7-2 right now, even with the loss to Owensboro Catholic. So McLean's had a really good season. That'll be a big challenge. But just looking at scores and trying to figure things out, I feel like that's a game that will be a competitive matchup for you guys in the first round.
I'm sure it will be. they're playing pretty good football, as the record indicates. And, you know, scrapping with Catholic and Hancock, and then a Butler. No, all year in, year out, those guys will be pretty good over there. And, you know, Todd County's playing pretty well, apparently. And, so I expect a good game out of them.
Caldwell County hosts Trigg County next week to finish up the regular season. And then it's McLean County here in the first round of the Class 2A playoffs the week after that. We need to get to a timeout. We're on Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Raider Auction Company is owned and operated by Delbert Raider. Delbert has been in the agricultural field for over 40 years and is well known for his knowledge of used equipment. Raider Auction holds 4 consignment auctions a year, and they buy and sell equipment on a daily basis. If you're looking for a piece of equipment, they'll do their best to locate it, and financing is available. Contact Delbert Raider at 270-881-2610 or Amy Ezel at 270-604-2610. For all your used equipment needs. Raider Auction Company, Skyline Drive.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Hi, this is Daniel Ingram with H&R AgriPower. Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z-Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit H&R AgriPower, your local Kubota dealer, for a demo today.
Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Take a test drive at your Kubota dealer. H&R AgriPower, Eagle Way, Hopkinsville.
Want faster, more reliable internet? Pennyryle Electric is proud to help power EnergyNet Fiber Internet Service. Stream your favorite shows, game with unlimited data, work from home, or power your home security with a reliable EnergyNet connection. EnergyNet has gig speed fiber internet packages starting at just $59.95 per month, and we offer local support. Check GoEnergyNet.com to see if EnergyNet Fiber Internet is available in your home.
Running a successful business takes planning, patience, and a whole lot of elbow grease. We believe you have what it takes in spades. That's why First Southern National Bank is here to support the growth of your business with solutions for working capital loans, online services, checking, and treasury management. Prioritizing relationships built on true care for you and your employees is what makes our approach different. Get to know us at fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For 71 years, WPKY has been your proven source for information, news, and sports. As we continue our legacy, join us weekdays at 6:30, 7:30, noon, and 5, plus 24/7 when you need it at WPKYonline.com and worldwide on the free WPKY app. The complete coverage you deserve from a proven partner. No fees. The way it should be. We are 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and your SportsEdge.com. Coaches Wayne McGowan and Jeff Riley with us on the show today. The Tigers had an off night last night, but if you've been listening to us, it was a productive night for Caldwell County football. The Tigers have learned that they will be the number two seed for the Class 2A playoffs coming up and will get a home game in the first round. And just so worked out that the playoffs fell into shape last night after all the games, and McLean County will be coming to Caldwell County in the first round of the playoffs. And guys, it was actually nice of Todd County Central to knock off Hancock County for us so that we would have all these playoff pairings to talk about today.
Yeah, that's good. It's all cleared up.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to worry about that. Now we can, you know, kind of not worry about RPI and you know, somebody else kind of controlling your destiny, so to speak. So, but yeah, you know, that's cleared up and all. But, you know, the bigger thing, the bigger picture right now is working on Trigg County and getting ready for the season finale.
Yeah, the regular season finale next Friday at Tiger Stadium against Trigg County. And then the following week, McLean County will come here. So back-to-back home games for the Caldwell County Tiger football team. Volleyball is still in action. And, Jeff, the Lady Tigers will be playing up at Henderson County this week in the or next week in the regional tournament.
Yeah, they have UHA Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. Yeah. So that's big for them. And, you know, I know they've kind of had some ups and downs this year talking to Coach Corner, but they're pretty fired up to get to go play. I know they're looking for a little revenge on UHA because I think UHA's had their number a little bit a couple times this year. So I think they're pretty fired up to go over there and play well. And, you know, you get to it's just kind of like us. You get to go play in advance. And if they advance, they'll get the winner of Livingston and Henderson. And you get past Henderson, you can beat anybody.
Yeah.
So.
The postseason always offers a great opportunity because – you might have lost to somebody a couple times during the season, but if you beat them in the postseason, nobody remembers those other ones.
That's right. And hopefully, I mean, you know, I feel like if you're in a close game and you're the short end on the rematch, you know, if you play your cards right, you should you have a little bit of an advantage, because it's just natural for people to kind of say, well, we beat them before, so we can kind of cruise a little bit, and you can catch somebody sleeping some. So hopefully there'll be an upset in the work for the young ladies. They've worked hard and give themselves a chance to go over there and, you know, make a little noise in the region and, you know, kind of get up and go play a little bit and extend their season. That's kind of what we're all trying to do this time of year. Yeah.
Well, golf season's done, soccer season's done, but volleyball and football are rolling on, so we're going to hang on to fall sports as long as we can.
Well, yeah, let's keep them going as long as we can. That's good. That's good for our kids to keep playing as long as possible. So let's keep that rolling. Good luck to the volleyball team.
Again, the Lady Tigers playing Tuesday night at 6 o'clock up at Henderson County against University Heights. Well, looking ahead to the regular season finale for the Tiger football team, it is Trigg County. It's the 139 Bowl. It'll be senior night, so a lot of big things going on. Wayne, what do you guys do this week in practice to get ready for Trigg County?
We just have to hone in on what those guys do, meaning Trigg County, and put our best plan together and prepare as well as we can to battle those guys on Friday night.
Jeff, when do you guys start trying to get acclimated with McLean County a little bit?
Oh, I don't think. We may try to, if Will or we know somebody that can collect stuff. I think we've got one film of them from disconnection with somebody else. But we won't worry about that till next Saturday. We're going to be focused on Trigg County and get ready for Trigg. And, we'll probably talk to the kids a little bit about hosting the playoff game. But this week will just be all about Wildcat football. So we'll see. We'll worry about the next big cats after we play the Wildcats.
Again, Caldwell County will be the number 2 seed. Mayfield got the number 1 seed in the district. The Mayfield Cardinals will host Todd County Central in the first round. Todd County Central knocking off Hancock County 16-14 last night, and that knocked the Hornets out of the playoffs. And Wayne, for the longest time, looking at the RPI and the standings, I really kind of thought Hancock County was going to be the team coming here. So, we got a little different look than maybe what we thought a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. The way it was playing out on that side over there, it seems as though that may have happened. But there's another team with Hancock County. We do have a little history with Hancock County going back a few years ago and playing some playoff games against those guys. And they were always competitive and tough bunch of kids over there as well.
Again, the Class 2A First Region playoffs have Todd County at Mayfield. Murray is going to go to Butler County. McLean County comes to Tiger Stadium in 2 weeks. Fort Campbell goes to Owensboro Catholic. Well, that's going to wrap us up on this week's edition of Saturday Morning Quarterback. Wayne, Jeff, anything else to add before?
I saw a post on Facebook. We wish good luck to the Special Olympics team. They're going to go bowling at Paducah today, and I think
it's a
regional tournament. So we hope they go down there and throw all strikes and represent the blue and gold well. I know. We don't have as many of those kids in class as we have in the past, but I think they're all still involved with Special Olympics. So that's a great thing for them, and want them to know they have our support. So good luck, go Tigers.
Good luck to you guys next week. Trigg County coming out to Tiger Stadium, and then once again, Mayfield or McLean County coming here in the first round of the playoffs. Mayfield, the number 1 seed, Caldwell, number 2, Murray, number 3, Fort Campbell, number 4, after beating Ballard Memorial last night. So looking forward to a big week next week, and then Wayne, back to back home games for you guys.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. This time of year and, late in October, early getting into the November, and you hope to be playing at this time. You hope to be playing well at this time.
Appreciate you guys coming in and being on the show this morning. And like I said, well, best of luck. Can't wait till next Friday. Big game with Trigg County in the 139 Bowl.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Wayne McGowan and Jeff Riley. Appreciate them coming in. Again, the Tigers finish up the regular season with Trigg County next Friday night out at Tiger Stadium. That's going to finish us up on Saturday Morning Quarterback, live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street. Thanks a lot for being with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to your sportsedge.com.
WPKY Princeton.